that Adam Jones and Drake Patrick were playing this game so that I could go up against them after they didn't want to guard you and joint practices?
No, I mean, that has nothing to do with it, honestly. That was a long time ago, and I think, I mean, I don't think they meant anything by anything. So, you know, obviously you want to play their best corner. So, yeah, I'd love for those guys to play, but that's just how this league works. There's going to be injuries, and you have to just play against whoever's going to play.
Adam, when you guys have a week where you have some drops, how does that kind of affect the way you go at things the next week? I mean, do you spend any more time catching balls or anything like that?
No, it's not. You know, you're going to have some drops. You're not going to catch every single ball. Obviously, you'd like to. It's frustrating to have a drop and things like that. But I mean, I think you just attack it like every other week or things like that. You just take it one day at a time and try to focus as much as you can. I think whenever you drop a ball, it's usually just a lack of focus, and usually something happens where you lose a little bit of focus, and you just have to learn from your mistake and then come back and get better.
Honestly, it's like a DB getting beat into a short timer. Like, is that like an acquired skill, or is it like easier said than done?
Yeah, I don't have that skill. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I think there's probably a happy medium of you know, where you want to forget about it and things like that. Because I think it's good to learn from it. It's good to be mad about it, because obviously that means that you care. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a point where you got to let it go and just on to the next play, and just try to beat the guy the next play.
So what do you do in a game like last week when you're watching that game back? How much do you dwell on those couple of plays?
That night, a lot, and then the next day, it's over. There's nothing you can do about it. I think, you know, there's, like I said, there's really nothing you can do about it other than just move on and try to get better, try to learn from it. There's little things I could have done before the drop that would have helped me be able to focus more. So try to get better every day and try to learn from those mistakes.
Not to, like, beat this to death, but it was kind of weird. Like, you guys don't drop passes all year, and then, like, all three of you and Kyle and Stefan had seemed to have that issue. Is it, like, a contagious thing, or was it just a coincidence?
No, I mean, I think it's just it just happened. I mean, there's nothing else to really say about it. It's football. You're not going to catch every ball, like I said before. As much as you'd like to, you're not going to. So it's just it's how you respond, how you come back from it, and that's all you can do.
After the first defeat, you know, players talked about refocusing. How focused has the team in general been this week?
I think really focused. I think nothing's really changed. I mean, I think we're just going about our business, trying to get better every day, trying to master the game plan for this week, and really figure out how they're going to play us. And like I said, just trying to work on the things that we saw from the film and to get better at.
How much can Zimmer's familiarity with their defense, how much can that help you as a receiver this week?
Yeah, so it's helped a little bit, I think. Kind of, you know, asking him why they're doing this on film or doing that. You know, I've asked him a few questions here and there, but at the same time, I'm sure they've switched up some things and teach things a little different. But yeah, I think it helps a little bit. I mean, it's similar to what our defense does. So we had some, you know, practice against going against them at all training camp and things like that. But at the same time, it's different, completely different players. They're going to play things different, and you still got to beat the guy across from you. As much as you know the scheme or things like that, you still got to beat the guy across from you.
Without giving away any trade secrets or whatever, do you think you have picked up an insight that can help you?
I don't think any different than other weeks. I mean, I think, you know, you kind of go about your film study. You figure out how they're going to play certain things, and then you figure out what you think is going to work best against that, and then you kind of bring that to practice, and you see – maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I want to do this. And just trying to figure out the best ways to attack different coverages and different techniques.
You mentioned them kind of changing things up. How much do you notice that? Like, you play like the Panthers, for example, and they've got a couple former teammates. Do you notice it more? Like, teams change more when they've got more guys that you used to play with, or is it like a wash?
No, I mean, I don't think too far into that stuff. You know, I think, I mean, it's all football. You know, a team can only do so much. There's only so many different types of coverages and things like that. A lot of football is just winning when you're one-on-one matchup, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what, like I said, what coverage they're in or what scheme they're playing, things like that. You still got to just win that one-on-one matchup, and a lot of it is players and who's going to win. So you try not to look too far into it. Obviously, you want to pick out little things that you think will help you, but at the same time, you just got to go out there and win.
When schemes are similar and players are different from team to team, What are the biggest ways that the scheme does change a little bit, or the way they play things changes?
I think a lot of it's just leverage. You know, how they're teaching in this coverage, how they're teaching their corners to play. Are they starting outside? Are they starting inside? Are they taking away the outside release? Are they taking away the inside release? So, I think the most of it is at the line of scrimmage. You know, how are you going to release? How are you going to initially start your route? Things like that. But for the most part, it's, after that, it's pretty similar as far as cover three is cover three and quarters is quarter. So it's pretty similar after you start the route.
A guy that might have a little harder time getting inside maybe takes an extra half step to go that way to help himself out, that kind of thing?
I think it's just coaches. You know, coaches teach things differently. You know, maybe a coach feels that, you know, if he starts outside, it helps the entire defense or things like that. I don't really know. I've never been in a defensive meeting room, so I'm not really exactly sure. But you definitely see those things on tape. You know, going from week to week, you see the way that these defenses kind of get, you know, their technique is how they're taught. And you kind of try to just figure out what you're going to get when you're getting press coverage, what you're going to get when you're getting off coverage.
Perfect is an able play. What kind of a difference does that make for their defense?
Well, I think he's their emotional leader. I think he's a guy that brings a lot of energy. He's I think, a guy that people kind of feed off on their defense. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure how that'll change things, but I know that he's a really good football player, and he brings a lot to that defense. So, you know, obviously we hope that he plays because, like I said before, we want their best guys, and in this league, that's what you want. You don't wish injuries upon anybody, and you want to play the best.
Is he kind of an intimidating presence in the middle of that defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I think that's what he brings to their defense. I think he's a physical guy that you know, plays with a lot of passion and is you know, usually in the tackle and very physical with his tackling. So yeah, I mean, I think he's I think that's kind of the mindset he brings, isn't it? That intimidation factor.
Thanks, sir.
Good.
All right. Sweet. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, guys.